Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches development projects worth about 20,000 crore rupees in Wad Thadad district of Gujarat, says government has not allowed the impact of West Asia conflict to affect citizens. Centre extends national PNG drive till June this year to sustain momentum in PNG expansion across the country. First phase of Census 2027 to begin from tomorrow. Major tax and banking reforms also to come into effect. US Secretary of War Pete Hegseth warns upcoming days will be decisive for Iran. And in IPL cricket, match between Punjab Kings and Gujarat Titans underway in New Chandigarh. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that even amid the West Asia conflict, India has kept the situation under control. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of development projects worth over 19,800 crore rupees at Nani in Wad Thadad district of Gujarat this afternoon. He added that the central government has not allowed the impact of the West Asia conflict to affect the citizens of the country.
भारत की हमेशा से बड़ी ताकत रही है कितना ही कठिन समय क्यों ना आए मुश्किल के समय हमारा देश एकजुट होकर खड़ा होता है बीते कुछ समय से आप देख रहे हैं दुनिया के कई देश युद्ध अशांति और अस्थिरता से घिरे हैं वेस्ट एशिया में जो हालत बने हुई है उनका असर पूरी दुनिया पर है ऊर्जा जरूरतों की डीजल पेट्रोल और गैस की दिक्कत पूरी दुनिया में बढ़ गई है ऐसे संकट में भी भारत ने हालातों को नियंत्रण में बनाए रखा है.
Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said projects which were launched today will improve connectivity and support socio-economic development of the region.
आज भी यहाँ केंद्र और राज्य की करीब 20,000 करोड़ रुपए की परियोजनाएं शुरू हो रही है इस प्रोजेक्ट से इस पूरे इलाके की तस्वीर बदलेगी ऊर्जा सड़क रेलवे और हाउसिंग सेक्टर से जुड़े ये प्रोजेक्ट यहाँ के जीवन को एक नई गति देंगे.
Mr. Modi added that the air base opened at Disa in North Gujarat is important for the national security of Western India. These development projects are related to energy, roads, transport and highways and railways, urban development, water resources, health and family welfare, tourism and tribal development departments. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the OSAT plant of Kane Semiconductor in Sanand. On this occasion, he said that India is emerging as a leading partner in the field of semiconductors.
भारत का सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम किस स्पीड से किस गति से किस स्पीड के साथ डेवलप हो रहा है मैं केन्स टेक्नोलॉजी की पूरी लीडरशिप को बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ मुझे इस बात की भी बेहद खुशी है कि भारत की कंपनी ने सेमीकंडक्टर चिप बनाने में रुचि दिखाई और नतीजा हम सबके सामने है हमारे भारत की अपनी कंपनी केन्स अब ग्लोबल सेमीकंडक्टर सप्लाई चेन का एक मजबूत हिस्सा बन गई है.
The Prime Minister inaugurated the Samrat Samprati Museum at Koba in Gandhinagar on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. The museum is dedicated to Jain history and the life of Samrat Samprati, his rule and the message of non-violence. The government has extended the National PNG Drive 2.0 till 30th of June 2026 to sustain momentum in PNG expansion across the country. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that during the month of March, more than 3.1 lakh connections, including domestic, commercial, hostel, mess and canteens, have been gasified. In addition, more than 2.7 lakh new connections have been given and are being gasified. The government further assured that the country has sufficient stock of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG. In order to curb rumours, it has urged states and union territories to disseminate correct information through press briefings. The first phase of Census 2027 will begin from tomorrow. The Census 2027 will be the world's largest census. For the first time, the census will be conducted digitally and the option of self-enumeration will also be available. Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan, Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India, speaking exclusively with Akashvani, explained the advantages of a digital census and mentioned how a migrant can get enumerated in the census 2027.
You can get yourself enumerated wherever you are at this point in time. When enumeration is taking place, wherever you are staying, enumerator will go and record your responses, and also you can self-enumerate yourself. So basically at the place of residence, this is to be done.
Self-enumeration will begin from tomorrow till the 15th of April, and house listing and housing census will be conducted for a month from 16th April to 15th May in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, NDMC area, and Delhi Cantonment Board, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha, and Sikkim. With the start of the new financial year tomorrow, a set of reforms including key financial rules changes will come into force. A report.
Over 6 decades old Income Tax Act 1961 will be replaced by the new Income Tax Act 2025 from tomorrow. It is designed to simplify the tax system by removing outdated provisions, streamlining complex rules, and making compliance more straightforward for taxpayers. All digital payment transactions in the country will be required to meet the norms of two-factor authentication from tomorrow as directed by the Reserve Bank of India. The revised FASTag annual pass fee for financial year 2026-27 will also be in force from tomorrow. The revised rules for applying for or updating a permanent account number PAN card will also come into effect from tomorrow. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Bharatiya Janata Party today released its manifesto for the 2026 Assam Assembly elections in Guwahati. It was unveiled by Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in presence of Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal and Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma. The manifesto lists 31 commitments under the theme Surakshit Assam, Viksit Assam. It includes measures to clear illegal encroachment from government land, implement the Immigrants' Expulsion from Assam Act 1950, and land rights to all genuine citizens. The manifesto includes a proposal for a uniform civil code excluding 6th schedule areas and tribal communities. The party has promised 2 lakh government jobs and implementation of the 8th pay commission. It also proposes increasing Arundhoy assistance to 3,000 rupees and free education for the poor from KG to postgraduate. It also proposes investment in expressways and Vande Bharat train projects in the state. Keralam will go to polls on the 9th of April to elect a new assembly. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Punnalur constituency of Kollam district.
Punnalur assembly constituency of Kollam district in Keralam is having 6 candidates in the fray. See, Ajay Prasad of the CPI is the LDF candidate at Punnalur. UDF is fielding Indian Union Muslim League's Naushad Yunus. NDA candidate at Punnalur is 2020 party's Dekhnath Kumuganjeri. Bahujan Samaj party's Joe Saranath, K. Mahesh of SUCA Communist and Nedumangav Gopalakrishnan of Equity Party of India are other candidates here. In the 2021 elections, P.S. Subal of CPI defeated Indian Union Muslim League's Abdul Rahman Randatani for a margin of more than 37,000 votes. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In Chhattisgarh, 33 Maoists surrendered today in the Bastar division. Among them are 17 women Maoists. More from our correspondent.
In Bijapur district of the Bastar division, 25 Maoists surrendered today. In addition, 5 Maoists surrendered in Dantewada district, 2 in Kanker and 1 in Narayanpur district. Acting on information received from the surrendered Maoists, security forces recovered around 7 kilograms of gold and nearly 3 crore rupees in cash hidden by Maoists in Bijapur district. This is the largest recovery in the history of Maoist operations so far. Security forces also seized 93 weapons, including AK-47 rifles, light machine guns and self-loading rifles. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
The Defence Ministry today signed a 1,950 crore rupee contract with Bharat Electronics Limited for the procurement of two mountain radars for the Indian Air Force in New Delhi. The ministry informed that the deal, signed under the Buy Indian Indigenously Designed, Developed and Manufactured category, aligns with the government's Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India initiatives. The Indian Navy today received Malwan, the second anti-submarine warfare shallow watercraft built by Cochin Shipyard Limited at Kochi. The Ministry of Defence informed that the vessel has been indigenously designed and constructed as per the Indian Navy specifications and complies with classification rules of DNV. U.S. Secretary of War and Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth today said that the upcoming days of war with Iran will be decisive. During a news conference, his first in nearly 2 weeks, he said, talks on ending the conflict were gaining strength, even as the more than a month-long U.S.-Israeli military campaign against Iran continued.
Just 1 month in, we set the terms. The upcoming days will be decisive. Iran knows that, and there's almost nothing they can militarily do about it. Yes, they will still shoot some missiles, but we will shoot them down. Of note, the last 24 hours saw the lowest number of enemy missiles and drones fired by Iran. They will go underground, but we will find them. We recently destroyed another one of their command bunkers. Leaders forced to flee. No water, no power, no oxygen, no command and control.
For more updates on the West Asia conflict, we have a desk report.
The Pentagon chief, however, refused to rule out U.S. ground forces playing a role in the conflict. The top U.S. military officer, General Dan Kane, spoke alongside Mr. Hegseth, saying that the U.S. forces have struck more than 11,000 targets so far. He said the United States continues to destroy Iran's ballistic missile and drone capabilities. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, again criticized European allies for not getting more involved in the war. In a related development, a Kuwaiti oil tanker carrying millions of barrels of crude oil has been hit near Dubai, with officials blaming Iran for the strike. Media reports said the 24 crew aboard are safe and the blaze is under control. New strikes and interceptions are reported in Israel, Iran and the UAE, with multiple people injured from the falling debris in Dubai. On the other hand, fighting in southern Lebanon intensified this afternoon as Israeli ground forces pushed deeper into border areas. The Israeli military reported that 4 of its soldiers were killed and 2 others were injured during intense combat with Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah in the western sector of southern Lebanon in the past few hours. According to the Israeli Defense Forces, troops are continuing operations to expand a security buffer zone. 3 UN peacekeepers, including Indonesian personnel, were killed in separate incidents in southern Lebanon over the past day, prompting strong condemnation from the United Nations. Swati Rakheja from News Desk for Akashwani News.
Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jain Tirthankar Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious days for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in the religious life. On to sports. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans were 149 for 5 in 18.4 overs against Punjab Kings in the fourth match of the tournament in New Chandigarh when reports last came in. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. On the seventh day of the Khelo India Tribal Games in Chhattisgarh, competitions in athletics, wrestling, football and hockey were held today. In athletics, events held at Jagdalpur, Prithvi Orao of Jharkhand won the gold medal in the 100 metres race in the women's category. Basanti Majhi of Odisha clinched gold in the 100 metres hurdles, while Ritu Shri of Karnataka won the 400 metres event. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches development projects worth about 20,000 crore rupees in Vav Tharad district of Gujarat, says government has not allowed the impact of West Asia conflict to affect citizens. Centre extends national PNG drive till June this year to sustain momentum in PNG expansion across the country. First phase of Census 2027 to begin from tomorrow. Major tax and banking reforms also to come into effect. US Secretary of War Pete Hegseth warns upcoming days will be decisive for Iran. And in IPL cricket, match between Punjab Kings and Gujarat Titans underway in New Chandigarh. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.